Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway, and that's a cool
something. I'm sorry. Sometimes I forget where I am when I hear Stevie Ray. Sometimes I just want to listen.
You're in Texas.
That's right. This is a great... SRV, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Stevie Ray. We still miss him. Yes, I am in Texas. I'm broadcasting live from my Hilton America studio, which I've done many times before. Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 till the hour. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sitting in front of Stephen King. Steve is here. He's a member of my Brain Trust, has been for a long time. He and I both are partners with Insperity. Insperity is my presenting sponsor in there. They're his partner in his business, and he's the president of Growth Force, CEO and president of Growth Force, and he's in front of me. We're face-to-face this time, broadcasting from the Insperity Sales Convention. Steve, tell us about Growth Force.
Growth Force is an outsourced bookkeeping, accounting, and controller service that specializes in helping businesses increase profits and improve cash flow.
And how do folks find out about you?
Our website, www.growthforce.com, and we got a whole series of CEO's guides to helping them increase profits and cash
including
flow.
The new cash flow.
Yeah, CEO's guide to improving cash flow. We've got 28 steps on how you can improve cash flow and improve your business.
And that's free. All you got to do is go to growthforce.com and download the ebook. Thank you.
Resources tab is there, yeah.
So, all right, I want you to help us talk about time.
Okay.
Because everybody knows about cash. Mm-hmm. Small businesses, you know, we grew up with cash, right? Give me some money, Dad. We got the cash. But until you're in business, when you have a household, you understand about time. You get paid twice a month. You pay the rent once a month. You buy groceries. But you have to put that on major steroids when you go into business. And so time, in terms of cash flow, time is not your friend. And if you aren't tracking the relationship of time and cash, you're in trouble, aren't you? And you've got a great slide there on how to do this.
Yeah, we've got at the end of this book, we take all those 28 examples of how to improve your cash flow, and then we show you what it looks like in a cash flow forecast. And that's the biggest thing to walk away from here is at least a six-week view into what is the inflows and outflows of cash week by week. That'll allow you, if you can't make payroll in 3 or 4 weeks, then you'll at least have an ability to do something about it and not have a fire drill.
Yeah.
This forecast.
Can I stop you for a second? And I was telling you this off the air. For a long time, until I had some critical mass, I was like every other small business. I was fighting the cash flow every day, sometimes during the day. Mm-hmm. And my God bless my community banker for hanging in there with me. But finally, I got a little critical mass. I didn't have to worry about it every day. And I was able to actually start building a 12-month spreadsheet. And for a long, long time now, if it's January, if I'm going to need cash in August, I know it right now.
Yep.
And I'll send my banker an email, send him my projection, and say, hey, look at my spreadsheet here. You'll see that I'm going to need some cash in August. I'll be back in touch with you in July. He'll email me back and say, hey, man, thanks for the update. I'm waiting on your call.
Yeah, because
bankers
don't want surprises. They don't mind dealing with bad news, but at least they know you're on good management of your cash.
You know the title of the shortest book in the world, Loan Officer Courage.
What?
The title of the shortest book in the world, Loan Officer Courage. There are no pages inside.
No, that's funny.
They don't like surprises.
No, they don't like surprises.
And so the more you can do what you're talking about and use your programs – especially with that timeline slide.
Yeah, some simple things. Getting paid, getting a deposit up front before you have to pay payroll is the biggest one. You know, we're here with Insperity, right? One of the largest outsourced HR companies, and payroll is their specialty. And what we've learned as a client of Insperity is we put our employees on a 2-week delay. So the first 2 weeks that somebody comes on, they don't get paid. Mm-hmm. They have a two-week delay.
That's standard for a lot of companies.
Standard for big companies.
Yeah.
But for a lot of small businesses, they don't realize that that's normal. And what that does is it allows you then to have two more weeks to be able to get finish that job, to get that deposit checked. And the biggest mistake that people make is they offer a discount on their billing because they have fear around cash flow.
Right.
They come from a position of scarcity, not abundance. So all of a sudden, they're like, I got to get this next job. I got to have this deposit check. So let me knock 10% off. And you have just started a downward cycle.
Or when the bills do, when the payments do, they're afraid to call and ask about it.
Yeah, and when they do call, they don't know what to do.
Right.
They're not trained. They don't know how to be firm and focused and friendly on the phone. But when somebody has an objection, I can't pay you right now because you have to.
You pay
prepared.
Me something. Can I get half of it?
Yeah, you have to be prepared in advance. What are you going to say? Give me half. When can I get that check? You know, if you're using QuickBooks, QuickBooks now has an e-check capability. It's like, hey, just give me the routing number and the check number, and I'll put it into our system. Mm-hmm. You say the check is in the mail, no problem. We can clear that check electronically.
Yeah. You know, Steve, it breaks my heart, and I mean this. It breaks my heart, I know it does yours, to think about the people who had a good business, a good model. They worked hard. There was nothing wrong with their business, but they are not in business anymore because they couldn't manage the cash that they had that was adequate.
Yeah.
They had their business model produced enough cash. They just couldn't do it properly to stay in business, and they literally went out of business.
It's a mindset. The first section of this book talks about how you really have to understand. It's in between the years.
Yeah.
Right? What's your relationship with cash?
That's you mentioned earlier the three rules: cash flow, right? Well, that's and of course that's the real estate,
right?
But the real estate for these folks, for all of us in small businesses, the sixes is between our ears, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Quick
right.
break, right back with Stephen King, growthforce.com, right?
Yes, sir.
That's where you can find the free cash flow ebook, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.